Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified transformational habits of health coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, Blog Talk Radio host, and best-selling author of a stress reduction book. So, I have just been reading a book this week. It's called Your Hidden Game, 10 Invisible Agreements That Can Make or Break Your Business. And the author is Sharon Rich. And I just go, oh my gosh. I'm not going to regurgitate her book, but I am going to reflect upon it. Because it opened my eyes and my ears and my vision. And actually, it brought me to life where I was hiding in fear. And that's not good. So, it says, it's 10 invisible agreements, you know, for business and stuff. I just want to know, how do you perceive the word work? W-O-R-K. Do you feel empowered or used when you hear that word? How does it just hit you? Just the first thought. What's your first thought in the morning when you wake up? Dang, I'd rather stay in bed. Or, I'm so happy I get to go to work. And I hope you heard it. Get to as a privilege, not have to as a demand or an order. So, do you hear the difference in the meaning between the two statements? I'd rather stay in bed. Nag, nag, nag. I am unhappy. I don't want to get up. I don't like my work. I don't like my job, my bosses, my employees, or the janitor doesn't do this, da-da-da. Can you hear it? I can hear it and even see it when I close my eyes and I just think like that. And I go, wow, it's time to make some changes. So I was asking myself, and I'm asking you, how's your attitude? I mean, when you hear those things, oh, I'd rather stay in bed, or I'm so happy to get to work. So how's your attitude? How's your health? How's your mindset? How are your finances? All things to think about and evaluate to see if they are serving you or not. And why is that important? So, while reading this book, I have learned so many things, and I'm starting to apply them with myself as much as I can where it's appropriate. So, there are some examples of businesses that had actually potential, and it looked like they might make it until things started happening. Agreements started popping up. Agreements started being questioned. Agreements were not spoken. They were assumed. Uh-oh, that does not sound too good. So, are the agreements for the business, for your position, are those stated or implied or written down agreements that allow for interaction, changes were necessary to learn something else about it, to maybe delegate? I mean, there's so many things that we can talk about. I go, wow, this is pretty awesome. So what perceptions are implied? Or what's expected? How's the communication within the business? What are the responsibilities? What is failure? It's not failure when you learn from it. It's only failure when you quit. So could failure actually turn into success? Oh, yes, big time. So those are just a few things, always ways to restructure what you've been working on. to find solutions to problems, to improve employee morale, loyalty, appreciation. So, back to the question, what is work to you? Is it a chore or a joy? And why? Can you give some examples? I would love to hear your feedback. What can you do to make positive changes? Can you and will you ask for help from an outside source that is highly successful? My experience with work, I'm going to share later. I just first want to go through some of the examples, and I'm not going to mention names or businesses. I'm just going to be very general because I can actually relate to some of those things. So let me give you one example. When I worked as a secretary for a pretty nice outfit, and I did a lot of things. I had more than one boss, actually, or when he wasn't there and I was caught up with my work, there were several other people who always wanted me to go work for them or with them to catch up with their things. So that was actually the fun part. The not so fun part was the implied agreements. So I remember, it is so vivid in my head, and yet it was over 40 years ago. It was over 40 years ago, and I still remember it as if it would have been yesterday or if it was today. So my boss was in a different country. I had made all the arrangements for his seminars that he was going to hold there and whatnot. And, of course, when he was gone, I took care of all the mail, email, and everything because that was my job description, except it said, and I agreed with it, no personal mails. Okay. Now, when you send a personal mail to a business, don't you think you should write personal or only for intended person or something to that aspect on the envelope, care of everything while the intended recipient is not around, knows not to open it? Well, that did not happen. My boss got a letter, and it didn't say personal or anything. And I read maybe two or three sentences. And I go, this is not intended for me. So I went to the highest person in that building with our office, with our business. And I literally was in tears, and I said, I did something wrong, and I would like to apologize, and I want you to be the first one to know that I did not know I was doing something wrong till I read three sentences. And my boss's boss, who I was talking to, said, what are you talking about? And I explained, and I said, you know, my boss is out of state or out of country. He is in a different country. And I always take care of his stuff, but this is the envelope that came, and it did not say personal. So I felt it was business-related, and I opened it, only to find out after two sentences, this was not business-related, and it was none of my business. So I said, I don't know what you want to do with it, but I don't want to have a clear mind. I want to know I didn't do anything wrong. And so my boss's boss looked at it, and he said that I definitely didn't do anything wrong, which put my mind at ease. But when my boss heard about it, he got mad, and he wanted to fire me on the spot. Little did he know that his boss was looking out for me, and I didn't know either, but my boss didn't know. And so he said, no, we're not going to fire her. She's too valuable. We're just going to place her somewhere else. And so I just finished my job there with the project that was on. And I got to two or three other people who wanted me, and they shared me. I mean, my time, you know, not me personally, but my time at the office. And it was actually fun. I got to do a lot of things, and I was very happy the way it ended up, because I went and spoke up and apologized for something that I didn't really do wrong, but I felt it was, because it wasn't labeled. So that has to do with implied agreement, and that wasn't very good. So why did I say this? Why did I state this episode from 40 years ago? Because honesty is the best policy. Even if it hurts in the moment, it's still the best thing to do, because you can live with yourself. You're happy with yourself. You know you've done the right thing, and you don't have anything to worry about. Number two, it opened up room for discussion amongst several other people afterwards that they should not just imply, it should be a written agreement. And when I read this book that I just said, Your Hidden Game, 10 Invisible Agreements That Can Make or Break Your Business, I go, wow, I could have destroyed him. And I didn't, because I didn't feel like that was my position to do. I know he was let go later on because he did something that wasn't appropriate. And that's why he got so mad at me. And that's why he wanted to fire me. And that is not just my story. It's just a story. It's just something that happened way back. And there is no anger. There is no frustration anymore. It's way gone. However, when I'm reading the book and I see the things that are happening in businesses, like one episode that I read was that one business owner was a really, really awesome person. And they had a few departments in that business, and he had chosen the best people to fill those positions. And he was really happy. They had their weekly or monthly meetings, you know, for the whole business, for the department heads, so they could kind of go over and see what works and what doesn't work, why it works, why it doesn't work, make the necessary changes or whatnot. Owner thought he knew best. Every department head thought they knew best because they were chosen for that position. It was their responsibility to be, do, and give the very best daily. And they knew what it was. They didn't have to communicate to anybody else. Well, that started causing problems, because when one department wants to do something, there's usually something else involved. Either it takes money, it takes a client, it takes a product. You see where I'm going? So knowing those things, the departments need to work together. How much money can they allot for this project? What the ideal client for the product that they want to sell? How can they come up with the best solution to find the best marketing strategy or whatever it is, or advertising? You know, I mean, there's so many things to be done. How do they want to come across with potential new clients? And do they want to be a united front, a strong, firm, supportive united front? Or do they want the potential client to feel that there's a lot of tension and everybody thinks they know best? Wow. So I think you already get the picture. It does take definitely an open communication. It should be a safe haven when you have meetings like that, that you can actually voice your joys, your concerns, your suggestions, your ideas, or just flat out say, you know, I really have no clue how you would go about. Would you care to explain? Those are a few words that are not easily spoken, yet They should be on top of everybody's list. Just because we have a position, we are a department head, we are an owner, we are a sole proprietor, we are, does not mean we have to know everything. But it means we have to admit when we don't know and state it and say we're going to find the answer and do so. And that's why I actually think that these weekly or monthly meetings might be extremely beneficial when the people feel comfortable speaking up and they know they're not being made fun of and they know they're being heard and they know that if people don't understand what they're sharing, that there's going to be questions so they can answer it. So awesome. Communication is definitely the key. And I would even say that communication is part of being responsible for everything. Because with no communication, how do the others know? So you're stabbing each other in the back for no unknown reason, just because everybody assumes they know what the agreement is. Let's stop that. Let's start talking, supporting, questioning, appreciating, respecting one another, and work together as a team. You know that in team there is no I. Team is just T-E-A-M, no I. So it means we need to work together. We need to learn together, appreciate one another, and communicate. So that is the most important thing that I wanted to share. And I did state the fact that success is not actually a failure. And I just found a statement here that says, success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. And it was Winston Churchill who wrote that. So I hope that with this episode, I was able to open your eyes to question your mental, physical, and financial health, to make sure you don't worry about things you cannot worry about, but you communicate your concerns, you start working things out with other people, and you are taking charge of yourself. That's actually why I'm so overjoyed at what I'm doing and that I can and do guide clients towards their optimal health, allowing them to experience a healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances, healthy and abundant lifestyle, healthy habits one at a time, amazing day, fulfilled, you know, all these things we need, we want to be, and we deserve to be. So if you have anything that you would like to have some guidance with, please let me know. If you want to share what went through your head when I asked you what the word work, W-O-R-K, means to you and how you reacted to that, I wouldn't say jolt, but I would say the way your body reacted. Like I got goosebumps in the very first time and now work, and it just puts me into the stop, challenge, choose mode, which I have talked about many, many, many a times. The stop for stop and take a deep, slow breath to help bring your emotion under control. Challenge yourself by thinking about why you are feeling or acting the way you are and ask, is this even true? And then choose the behavior that supports what you really want. And that is actually, those are three words that are lifesavers for me every day, no matter what I do. It's just, if there's anything that I feel like, man, this starts creeping me out, this starts bugging me, instead of starting to dwell on it, I just go, hold on, Denise, stop. And then I close my eyes and take a deep breath and exhale very sharply. I usually do that 4, 7, 8 count that I've done with you before. The 4 is the count of breathing in through your nose and getting the oxygen in your body. The count of 7 is to stop breathing, hold your breath for the 7 seconds so your body can accumulate all the toxins. And to the count of 8, exhale sharply through the mouth to get rid of all the toxins and clear your mind and feel good about it. And do that maybe once, twice, maximum 3 times in a row. You don't want to get lightheaded. So if you know that you have vertigo or something, don't do it while standing up. Make sure you're seated comfortably with arms on the chair so you don't fall out. Make sure that your safety comes first. But anyways, work with that and relate to it. Let me know what was going on with you. As I said, for me, the story from way back when came back, and I'm laughing about it now because I just go, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. I still remember that. It was in the back of my head. I didn't even think about it till I just did the episode, and it just popped right up. And so right now I am, as I said, the happiest person because I get to do what I love doing. As you have heard in the intro, I am a certified transformational habits of health coach, was a nurse, certified fitness trainer. I am an educator. I have a master's in education. I have been doing a radio show for almost 5 years now, just about every week. And I am a best-selling author for a stress reduction book on Amazon.com. Just put my name in and it pops right up. So that is, you know, that is where I start pulling all my information from. And, of course, daily mindset improvement. And this book is definitely working on my mindset because it has so many incredible experiences in there. And I promised I wouldn't regurgitate the book. That's why I gave it a title and I wrote who the author was. And so you can get that from the transcript when you listen to the show, of course. You can see that. So I wish all of you a wonderful, wonderful day, a fabulous weekend. Stay happy, healthy, empowered. And please, let me know what you think, if there was any value to this episode or not for you, because that would really help me move on, maybe with different subjects or whatnot. There is so much we can talk about. So I just want to be flexible enough and have something for everyone, you know, not at the same time, but maybe one episode after another, you know, something else. So let me know. Write to dythomson@gmail.com. And you can actually click on it. It's hyperlinked for once. It did work today. And you can send me an email. Make sure you write in the subject line, Block Talk Radio or BTR. And then maybe colon, question, response, suggestion or something so I know. I have stated many a times that my first emails always go into spam, and so I will go fish them out when I see that it's Block Talk Radio related, you know. So if I have no clue what it is, it stays in spam and gets deleted. When it's clear what it's all about, that it has to do with the Block Talk Radio or BTR, then I will definitely pull it out because I go through it once or twice a day through my whole spam folder and just make sure that I can pull out the emails that were intended for me. Anyways, this is it for today. I, as I said, wish everybody a most wonderful, wonderful day and a great weekend. And if you did not have time right now to think about, is work a chore or a joy? Take some time over the weekend and maybe write down some notes and see where I was going and check your mindset and check your mental, physical, and financial health. Because you know, if we're mentally not healthy and we need to go to the doctor. We have usually copay, and they usually put us on medication or do tests or whatnot that we have to pay. And catch 22 starts. The devil circles there. And that's one thing we do not want. I really, really, my dream is to get all of you mentally, physically, and financially healthy. That would be the heaven on earth for me, you know, because I really love getting people healthy, be it mind, body, or finances. I wish you all take care and have a lovely, lovely weekend. Till next week.